Billy Terry, your Roman labor correspondent, and I just called Congressional Representative Paul Tonko, who's here at the Labor Day picnic. Going to ask him one good question to give his view how Labor Day 2021 is.
I think Labor Day 2021 is very inspiring because I think we're witnessing the comeback, the strength, the strengthening of unions. Even the general public is understanding that we're best served by unionized labor out there. It's about providing dignity and strength for the worker, salaries, benefits, pensions, making certain that we have safe workplaces. All of that is coming into play. People understand that the pendulum has now swung back to make certain that the strength of our middle class and those looking to ascend the middle class is via unions. And so in the spirit of Kate Mullaney, who in 1864 organized 300 women with the Collar Laundry Union of Troy, the first all-female union, I called her to mind today in my comments because her spirit inspires us, as does the spirit of Richard Trumka, who we unfortunately lost a few weeks ago, who was just a forceful voice as the president of AFL-CIO, and he saw the PRO Act that we're working on now, that we passed in the House and have sent over to the United States Senate, is a game changer. It speaks to making certain there's equality. It addresses inequality of wages and wealth. It addresses inequality that has impacted people by race and gender, and it's time for us to get the PRO Act done. I encourage the Senate to pass it. If it takes adjusting and transforming, reforming the filibuster, let's get it done. America's working class, its unionized workers are depending on us.
What would you say to the Troy community in terms of, you know, the things that are going on the federal level? How could they get involved to make sure that these things happen?
Well, we've been working closely with the mayor and with the local officials to make certain that projects are incorporated in the Infrastructure Act. We have a surface transportation piece that included Route 2 revitalization that connects Troy with Waterville Eat. There are a number of local opportunities for water infrastructure. I know Mayor Madden has had a huge focus on drinking water. There will be a $107 billion bill, if I have my plans done correctly, that will be invested over 10 years. That speaks to the SRF, the State Revolving Fund, the vehicle by which we give the state capitals the money for local projects in those states. And also, it addresses removal of lead pipes, $45 billion for lead pipes, so that all 10,000 pipes across America are removed. No child, no family should bring drinking water through lead-infested pipes.
All right. Thank you. That's Paul Tonko.
Thank you.
Have a great Labor Day.
Thank you.
I want to talk about the minimum wage. And one of the things that I'm working on at the City of Albany on the Common Council, we're going to have legislation, which is going to be voted on soon, that the living wage is going to be $15.50 an hour. So that's the bottom for any city employee. Right now, it's not that way. We have about 30 members of different unions in the city that are making less. And in today's paper, I read that the federal minimum wage is $7 and change. We need to do something about it. And, you know, I know our representative was definitely fighting for that. And, you know, that's something we as a people, we have to realize that it costs money to live in our society today, and we need to pay people a decent wage. You know, the people that are most important to us, the food workers, the people who clean up after us, we just ignore them sometimes. We need to stand up and say everybody deserves a decent wage to live. Yeah. And that's, you know, that's what being a union member is about. You know, the reason I ran for Common Council was, you know, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, I was going down the Common Council every meeting arguing that we need to give contracts to our workers. Our police officers don't have a contract right now. It's been years. Our DGS workers, almost 2 years. And this is wrong. I mean, if they're coming to work, they're picking up our garbage every day, why don't they have a contract? And this is something that we as a people, we need to work on and fight for. So, I mean, was laying in bed last night and this morning, what am I going to talk about? Well, pretty much I've said all I could say right now, but as a people, we need to be unified, we need to fight for decent wages, and we need to be union. And that will save our country and help our working class. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. The next award, I want to call Barbara Baxter up for the next award. We are given an award this year for Community Activist Award. And Barbara Baxter is going to get the award. And what she's done, if you've watched any of the food drives and the food distribution, you know, drive-ins and give-outs for the last 2 years, Barbara Baxter was a major organizer and participant in these food drives during the pandemic. She did an excellent job at almost every single one of them, and she's been really active in the community. And so we're recognizing your outstanding activities, including the food distributions during the pandemic, Barbara. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Doug. It's my honor to be here today. I'm 1964 with the Teamsters, so I'm all about making sure that everything is done right. And I want to thank the Solidarity Committee for giving me this award. And I have a little verse that I would like to read that I follow. And I certainly want to thank my family. They're home watching me on Zoom. I love each and every one of them. This is a verse from Proverbs 10, verse 9. Lazy hands make a man poor, but diligent hands brings wealth. So that's why I keep my hands busy doing community and labor work. And again, thank you, Solidarity Committee. I am honored to be honored.
Thank you. Brittany Bias, can you come up for a second? We're given the Racial Justice Award to Paul and Mary Liz Stewart, recognizing the wonderful work that they did on the Underground Railroad and enlightening us on the Underground Railroad in the Capital District in Albany. So Brittany Bias is accepting the award for Paul and Mary Liz Stewart, recognizing their outstanding success in educating the public about the Underground Railroad and its fascinating participants. Thank you.
On behalf of Mary Liz and Paul, I want to thank everyone for this honor. They unfortunately are currently doing work, doing tours at the residence right now, so they couldn't be here today. But they wanted me to express how thankful they are for this opportunity, for this award, and
our last award is unexpected, but from the Solidarity Committee, we had to do it and give out the Communications Award, the Solidarity Communications Award, and it goes to Jim Kaufman. Jim Kaufman, in appreciation of Jim's outstanding activities in keeping our meetings going on Zoom and keeping our meetings going on with the Solidarity Notes. He was our hardcore worker, and we really appreciate everything Jim has done for us on Zoom and with the Solidarity Notes. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, everybody. And Paul, thank you for all your support. Nurses, God bless you. What Albany Med did to you was obscene, and you hung in there and it paid off. I know that that kind of dehumiliation can bring down a strong union. You being a brand new union had to fight 10 times harder, and I really do admire you for that. And we're going to stick with you all the way into the future. This is a surprise, as Doug said, but I thank you. Solidarity Committee has been around for 37 years, and the Notes about 35 years. It's important work, and it's made up of many, many people volunteering their lives, literally. And we're getting older, so I see young people here, and I'm inviting you to become members of the Solidarity Committee, so that when we lay down our picket signs for the last time, there'll be somebody to carry on the work. Thank you very much.
Jim Kaufman, everybody. Thank you, Jim. that winds up our celebration for Labor Day picnic. We had a pretty big Zoom crowd, everybody, but the crowd here was wonderful. Thank you for participating, everybody, for our Labor Day picnic, and we hope to have a regular one next year and have a march too. So we're hoping to open things up after COVID. We had to take these steps because of the COVID upsurge in the Capital District, and so we took the best steps we could, and we had to cancel the food. Sorry, everybody, the food and beverage had to be canceled this year, but next year look forward to it and look forward to coming back. Thank you, everybody, for participating.